You're listening to the Archaeology Podcast Network.
Skellig Michael, once an island off the coast of Ireland where monks sought solitude, now the place where the last Jedi spend their days playing with lightsabers.
This is episode 349 for the 15th of December, 2017.
I'm Chris Webster and this is ARC 365, a podcast today in 2017. This episode is written by Richie Cruz. What is it and where? Skellig Michael is the larger of two Skellig Islands off the southwestern coast of Ireland. A Gaelic Christian monastery was founded there sometime between the 6th and 8th centuries and remained in use until the 12th century. Two lighthouses were built on the island in 1826. It became a UNESCO World Heritage Site in 1996 because it remains an excellent example of monastic religious life in the Middle Ages. What about site topography? No signs of human occupation prior to the construction of the monastery have been found. The monastery is located on a terrace 600 feet above the ocean below. There are nine cloaken-type structures of dry-built corbel construction, which are stone huts that look like short cones. Six of these were used as a living quarters. Two served as prayer rooms, and one was built on far away from the rest for monks who really wanted to be alone. There's also a medieval church and crosses all over the place. No more than 12 monks and an abbot, the head monk of the monastery, would have lived there at any one time. There is no source of fresh water on the island, so a method for collecting and purifying water in storage tanks was developed. The monastery was abandoned when the weather of the island became much colder and prone to storms. In 1826, two lighthouses and associated living quarters were built on the island to make it easier for ships to find their way to the port of Dublin. Today, the island may look familiar as the place where Rey meets Luke Skywalker at the end of Star Wars: The Force Awakens. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of ARC 365. Please share this episode on your social media sites so others can have fun and learn about archaeology too. Please consider a donation to ARC 365 by sponsoring an episode for just $35. You can find the sponsor page at www.archaeologypodcastnetwork.com/sponsor-ARC-365. Thanks and have a great 2017 with the Archaeology Podcast Network. The song Storm Diggin' was written, performed, and recorded by Steve Webster. This show is produced by Chris Webster and Tristan Boyle and was edited by Chris Webster.
This has been a presentation of the Archaeology Podcast Network. Visit us on the web for show notes and other podcasts at www.archpodnet.com. Contact us at chris@archaeologypodcastnetwork.com.